Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Kristen Kaufman. For those of you who have not had the opportunity to meet or to work with up until now, I'm the CEO of a company by the name of Alignment, Inc., which I formed back in 2007 to work with individuals, teams, and organizations who are seeking alignment not only within themselves, but between one another and also to their markets. And I come on here every couple of weeks to share insights that my clients and or my followers have asked me to focus on. Today, I actually have entitled the podcast as How to Hook Them. And it actually is spawned from an article that I wrote literally 10 years ago when I was emphasizing some of the learnings that I was getting from the ABC hit, The Shark Tank. And for I'm sure many of you all are watching The Shark Tank. And if you haven't, if you're a business person, it's really kind of fun. It gives you perspective on how entrepreneurs get started and some of the things that we need to pay attention to as we're launching a business. The stars are very ruthless. They're actually ruthless and shrewd, very diverse, but all of them are self-made millionaires who judge, qualify, and either select or deselect budding entrepreneurs for future investment of their own funds. If you haven't watched it, you're either going to love it or you're going to hate it. But regardless, I caught the tail end of an episode the other night, and I thought a few of the key points were quite salient for any of us, or all of us, actually, who are in sales. And let's face it, who isn't in sales in one form or another? Whether you are in a nonprofit arena, you're doing donor development, you are an entrepreneur like I am, or even if you're in corporate, everyone is always selling something, a product, a service, a brand, a concept, a charitable opportunity. And this particular episode was focusing on how to capture the shark's attention and close the deal. So I made a few notes of the highlights, and I decided that I wanted to focus on that with my version of what works. So to keep it simple and straightforward, this synopsis consists of 8 initial questions that one must answer relative to each step to get past go and to hopefully collect that infamous $200 using the Monopoly example, or in some cases a $200,000 or even a $200 million amount. So step one, we have to have a compelling pitch. Specifically, what are you selling? Why and who cares? What makes you and this product or service different? Who is your competition and how do you differentiate yourself or, frankly, trump them? What need are you filling? What desire are you squelching? Why you and why now? So that's the first step. You have to have a compelling pitch. And those questions that I just offered up are the questions that we have to answer. The second step, know your stuff, particularly the facts, figures, and data. How much money have you made so far? What is your revenue stream? How much profit comes from that top line revenue number? Are you getting your product to market? How are you getting your product to market? What's your price per item or per service? What percentage of that is profit? How do you plan to scale? What do you see your greatest challenge to be at this stage? And what do you recommend to fix it? And what do you want from whomever it is that you're asking for money or for sponsorship and why? Now, frankly, in my case, I'm a bootstrapped entrepreneur. I did not ever go to a venture capitalist. I did not ever have to take money in a small loan from a bank. Fortunately, I was able to bootstrap my own business. However, I still have to keep myself honest relative to my facts and figures. And especially during COVID, I had to really tighten my belt because my top line revenue really took a hit, as you can probably imagine. You know, keynote speaking and facilitation of large groups came to a screeching halt when no one was able to meet in person. So I had to really get tight around those numbers about facts and figures. So regardless, we have to know our stuff. We have to hold ourselves accountable to that stuff, whether you're asking for an investment, whether you're going to a bank for a small loan, or if you're just bootstrapped and trying to keep yourself accountable to your money. Step three, first impressions count. You know, how are you showing up? Do you look and act successful? Are you confident? Do you act confident? And I'm not talking about with false bravado and arrogance. This is more about with authentic knowledge of who you are and security that what you have to offer is of value. It's not enough to just have something that's useful. We actually need to have something that is valued, that people need. Are you respectful? Are you dressed appropriately? Are you calm, cool, and collected? Are you well-spoken? And do you look them in the eye personally and sincerely? You know, I will tell you, I'm constantly amazed when I'm meeting people for the first time, how they don't come across as buttoned up as perhaps they could. Some of them are dressed slovenly. Many of them are cowardly. They kind of cower behind, what it is they're really needing or wanting. And that first impression, even though my job as an executive coach, a leadership coach and consultant, is to help people reach their potential, that first impression informs how I'm going to work with them. And I think all of us have an opportunity to show up in the best way possible. Step four, the last step here. Raw, controlled, passionate enthusiasm speaks volumes. Are you real? Do you love what you're doing? Remember, for those of you who follow me, know that my definition of alignment is loving what you do, being good at it, but most importantly, having it tied to something greater than yourself. So do you love what you're doing? Do you love the product and service that you're representing or that you're offering? Do you believe your offering is the bee's knees and that it's going to knock people's socks off? And if you don't, why or why not? And do you engage people, or in this case, the sharks, like real people and possible consumers? Are you meeting them where they are, not where you are? You know, we have to engage people like people, right? And if you're bubbling over in a contained and professional way, it sells. Remember, I've said this many times on podcasts, energy begets energy. Enthusiasm always sells. And I'm not talking about ADHD enthusiasm. I'm talking about real quiet passion, quiet enthusiasm with a conviction that basically sells people. And if you're happy to be there and you're confident in what you're sharing, that absolutely translates to your audience. These four steps guarantee nothing, frankly, but they are, from my perspective, the first ticket to entry. And what I know for sure, that if we don't hit each of these steps with everything we have, we simply will not make it to second base, much less make a home run. There are at least 100 more points of advice that we could offer in order to get that second round of funding, secure that nonprofit donor, break ground on a new facility, close that first multi-million dollar deal. Whatever the sale is that we're trying to make, these four are just four things to consider. And these bits need to be developed and strategically customized for whatever it is that you're trying to offer. From my perspective, they're simply the basic blocks to get the door opened. So whatever profession we're in, whether we're in a software startup, a nonprofit organization, a charter school system, a volunteer effort, or in my case, an entrepreneur, these steps are the constants. Full stop. So I hope that these steps have helped you kind of get in your mind how you can represent your product or service or your company in the most effective manner. Again, my name is Kristen Kaufman. I'm the CEO and founder of Alignment Inc., which I founded back in 2007. If you'd like more information on these sorts of concepts and perhaps ways that I can help you, please go to my website, which is www.kristenkaufman.com or www.alignmentinc.com. They'll both take you to the same place. With that, make it a great day wherever you are, and happy selling.